Hi, and welcome to the Cosmic Chats podcast with me, your host, Debbie Sugarbaker. On this show, I share conversations with individuals whose work, knowledge, wisdom, and insight have helped me open my mind and perspective, alchemize perceived negative situations, live in a healthier body, and see the world in a deeper, more wondrous way on a daily basis. My aim is that you, the listener, are able to receive all of that and tap into your own heart and energy to create possibilities and elevate your experience of this reality we call life. Please enjoy this episode.
Hi, Debbie. Thanks for having me. And thank you for your time. I'm very excited to be here with you. I appreciate the opportunity of being able to share pieces of wisdom, personal life, personal insights. I really look forward to delve into my own experience so I can, hopefully my desire too is to inspire, to elevate, and to really create a shift of consciousness for the individuals right now that are listening in with regards to what they are going through. I hope that my story and my personal journey will definitely inspire people who are listening. So thank you, Debbie, for the opportunity.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on. So now that you mentioned your story, why don't you just explain a little bit about how you got into this line of work, this kind of life path that you're in now? What brought you there? What were the challenges?
So I had a very thriving career back in 2008 years ago. I was an entrepreneur and I was very successful. And my life started to really like make a change. I started like to really get into the mode of being a dad, taking care of kids, etc. So, and my business and my finances started like to kind of dry a little bit. So I went through a lot of challenges regarding debt and finances. And back then I was, you know, married, I had kids, etc. So how the whole story unfolded around me was kind of magical because I was really not envisioning my life to be a life coach, etc. After going through like a lot of challenges, I really started to look inside and realize who am I, what do I want, what are my true and profound aspirations, and really to understand from a very deep level what I really wanted. I was really looking for success and external thing and recognition and money, etc. And then after I got my kids, I realized that like I really wanted to feel good, to have pleasure in my life. And I realized that like honestly, we already have the answers within us. We are guided. And it kind of unfolded magically. I was granted a full amount of money for this coaching school out of the sky. It's a very, very exclusive coaching school in France, one of the best, if not the best, because it uses neurosciences into the coaching method. And it was kind of magical. I just was fortunate enough to have support around me during these very challenging times. And I really followed the universe, what the universe was telling me. Versus fighting against the universe and fighting against life.
Wow. Oh, there's so much in what you shared. One thing that really stuck out to me was kind of like what preceded that ability that you had to really look inside, because like that's kind of a jump that can be really difficult for people, because let's say it's a money problem, right? It's so easy and it's automatic that we feel like a victim of the money problem. Oh, it happened because of this. And there are legitimate reasons that it can be so hard to really find those deeper lessons that you spoke about, like finding out what your true desire was. And so if you can share a little bit about how did you stay out of that place of victimhood of your reality, of whatever it was, and really hone your desire?
So it took time. Mm-hmm. It took time, Debbie. I honestly had to be shaken up by the universe. It doesn't have to be like that. It can be a proactive decision of, okay, there is a situation right now that I'm facing now, and I need to seek for help. I need to seek for guidance. I need to expand my desire around like wanting to find solutions. And rather than going into that element, I kind of was passive. And I learned through the hard way, through like challenges in my marriage, challenges in my relationship, etc. I learned the lesson the hard way, but it doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be like that. I think people have the choice to either be awakened proactively when they are transitioning in their life and they need to make big decisions and there is a reality right now and they can run away from this reality. And so the more we run away from the reality, the more it becomes very difficult and painful at the end to really make a stand and make a change. So to answer your question, I wish I would have been awakened in a more merciful way. But the reality is that I had to be waken up by the universe in still a merciful way through, you know, issues in my marriage, etc. And then I came to realize, well, that's it. I don't want to fight anymore against life. I don't want to fight against my reality. This is where I am right now. And it doesn't really matter now. And I'm going to really delve into what brings me pleasure when I wake up in the morning versus fighting against what the universe is sending me. So it's by seeking help. So to answer your question practically, by seeking for help, seeking for solution all the time, all the time. What can I do today that really can get me out of this situation now? And there are solutions. There are solutions.
Wow. And the solutions are, would you say, a mix of like internal work that needs to be done and external action that needs to be taken? Is that like kind of how you work with your clients? You present them a path like this?
Well, first, the way I work with my clients is they feel internally that they need to make a change in their life. So sometimes it's like, you know, they are having problems with their relationship. They are at the brink of divorcing, or they feel internally like something needs to change. And so the universe is calling them right now. And I think that like people should really embrace this calling and not to fight against it and not to put it on the side.
Wow.
To embrace the calling and to say, okay, there is a calling now. I'm not going to be afraid and to seek for help. And I can see the changes. So I'm working with people one-on-one and I'm kind of an echo for the big decision that they need to make, and they need to feel safe. So they need someone to guide them to feel safe around this like huge transition. If it's like transitioning into a different career path, transitioning into a higher level of understanding around themselves, or to make big decisions. So they need to feel safe. I'm kind of like a sounding board for them in their process. I act as a sounding board for them first. And if they want to continue, then I really help them to guide them, architect the life that they really want from their hearts and not from their brain or from what they were used to until this point.
Wow, that's so powerful. And there's so much there to what you said, because when we're working by ourselves, like let's say we have to make a big decision, you help them to feel safe to kind of make the transition. Because most of us, our comfort zone, where we are now, will do anything to keep it safe, you know? And a lot of the times, like the things that we do are driven. I was listening to Michael Singer last night, if you've heard of the Michael Singer podcast, and he was saying how so many of the things that we do, either even like from the mind, from this, is just to help us to feel okay, because that there's some sort of inner sense of I'm not okay or I'm not safe. So then we just spend all of this time like getting this. Well, if I get that, I'm going to be okay. And if I get this, I'm going to be okay. And if I'm going to, you know, make a certain amount of money, then I'm going to be okay. And we're even like the smallest things, you know? So really dialing it back down and facing that part of ourselves, like you said, that doesn't feel like okay or safe for whatever reason. Let's have a conversation with that inner child or whatever it is.
That's exactly right, Demi. That's exactly right. Sooner or later, the soul is calling the individual. They feel stressed. And there's a reason why we have stress. The reason why we have stress is because we are not taking actions in the areas that where we need to take action. And we can't, it's so exhausting to fight against life and to fight against what the universe is telling us. And the whole idea behind all of this calling is just for the individual to realize that it's helping them to have more pleasure and fulfillment in their life. It's not to torture them. It's not to make them suffer. It's actually the opposite. It's actually like an awakening of understanding that, like, wow, I'm about to get what I want. That's it. The universe wants to deliver now the real higher version of myself now, and I need to embrace it. And a lot of the time, the resistance that I get is, I'm going to give up my comfort, like you said. That's exactly right.
Even if that comfort, by the way, is like a state of misery, we'd rather, like, we're like, okay, but at least I know what's here. And then kind of like shame and guilt can keep you in that space because, you know, like, well, every time I tried before to get out of this space, I wasn't able to do it. So why would I think it would happen now? But I really love how you say it's a calling from something higher. It takes us completely out of that realm.
Yeah. And things are always going to come back to the individual. The same situations, the same problem, the same toxic relationship, until the person realizes what they really want. They can't run away eternally from what their true essence wants to receive. And the person is so hidden into like the outside that sooner or later, the inside is calling. And it's time for the people to really take a stand and say, right, I really want that, but I don't know how I can put that in place. And we, you know, Debbie, what's really interesting also is sometimes people want to achieve a certain objective in their life. And after questioning them, you actually realize that to unlock, for example, the abundance, they need to work on their marriage. They need to work on the relationship. The priority is not here. The priority is there. But once we unlock this priority, and I'm here to help them to gain the clarity around this is the issue here, not that. And that issue is going to unlock the other that you think is locked right now, which is not. And that process of understanding that to get to where I want, I first need to fix what's calling me back. And there's a lot of resistance, you know, but I'm very, you know, I'm a deep person in the sense of I really go deep there. I go deep in the darkness of the individual and I'm helping them to raise above that. And so I learned a lot about emotions and the science of emotions and why we have emotions and all the emotional states that go with the individual during this self-discovery process that is very important, and I'm giving them support and tools and understanding. And I can see from when I started the results around people, it's not about the outcome, it's more about who they are becoming. And they realize that the outcome is actually, yeah, it's great, but that's not like what fulfilled them from within. And so this process is sounds kind of scary sometimes to go there, but I'm here and I have the expertise in the experience and also the tools to help them navigate through this period of uncertainty.
So do your clients do, for example, like a lot of journal exercises, or like is it kind of like a one-on-one discussion, a combination, questions?
So it's a one-on-one conversation. It's a lot of questions at the very beginning and questions around what they really want. And sometimes we don't get at the bottom of what they really want on the first session. And I go deep down. Why do you want what you want? Why weren't you able to manifest what you have right now in your life? And the people, individual, already have the answers within them. They do have the answers. I have certainty in the fact that every one of us, we do have the answer. And so when I come to a session with a client, I come from a place of, I know he or she has already the answers within them. Wow. Him or herself. Yeah, because that's a way to remain neutral during the session. And so there is not one session that is like another one. And so through a lot of questioning, through a lot of self-awareness of, okay, I'm going to help you to understand now where you are, what is your reality right now, and what if you don't do anything about it, what would be the consequence of not doing anything about it on your health, on your finance, on your relationship, on your life in general? And so it's very interesting, Debbie, because it's all about the desire of the person. How committed and how of a priority is the situation now in my life? If it's from a scale to 0 to 10, it's only 7, 6, it's not strong enough. And they will come up with a lot of excuses. Oh, it's too expensive. I don't have time, etc. But the first thing that I really check is where the person is at with his or her desire. Because otherwise, it's going to be just information and just like something nice. And I push people to their really limits and to go against their comfort zone every single day. What are you going to do that is going to go against your comfort today, practically? And let's put something in place together and an action plan of the things that you need to do.
Sometimes that includes the things that we do to kind of, to really get to that place of desire. Sometimes like we do things to avoid, you know, our negative emotions. Like sometimes I think that the things that we go through, if we just were able to remain calm and like not react to the things that come up, then those things that come up, be they uncomfortable, be they whatever, they'll guide us to where we need to go if we're able to kind of allow them at least into our reality. Because a lot of us, we don't want to feel those things that are not pleasant to feel, of course. And so we engage in different things to kind of escape from facing those feelings. But I guess it's like a little tag for the power of allowing life to guide us to where it needs to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And Debbie, something that is very important, that is so important, that honestly, my wish is one of the takeaway for tonight would be this. We become our actions. We become our actions. And we become what we think. I always use this metaphor of, if you're going to do the same thing over and over again, you don't need me. So how can you expect a better outcome for your life if you're not willing to make different actions?
At the same time, at the same time with that, I just wanted to like interject and get your perspective on it. So a lot of people now, they're realizing that perhaps a lot of the reactive actions that they ended up taking were due to, you know, the nervous system that was not regulated. You know, so do you speak about the nervous system and regulating the nervous system as another tool to help us to really take the actions that we want to take?
So I work on the emotional regulation. I use emotional regulation exercise just to, there's a situation right now that triggers an emotion.
Right.
But I'm going to shift this emotion to go back to align myself with high vibration and feeling good, basically. Mm. I don't go too much into the intellectual and the wisdom because personally, I think it's more, I give them pieces of wisdom and information, but it's more about taking action. It's more about taking action every day, because it's not so much so about like understanding intellectual, because there's also a lot of sabotage in the over-analyzing, over-intellectualizing, over-trying to understand things.
Wow.
That we get caught up into that. And there is, for a lot of people, so it depends on the individual again, but for a lot of people, it's a sabotage strategy. They are not even aware that like that's their sabotage. Over-complicating, over-analyzing, needing to understand everything. I ask him the question, why do you need to know right now what difference it's going to make on the outcome that you want to manifest in your life?
Wow.
And so the person goes inside them and say, I realize, it's not going to be very that helpful. And so we spend a lot of time, myself included, trying to over-understand things and versus taking action, making action and be action-oriented. Because the clarity, Debbie, a lot of my clients, they come and say, I don't have clarity about this. I don't know what I want. I want to improve my relationship. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. I say, the clarity comes from taking action. The clarity comes from taking action. And I'm helping two entrepreneurs now to rebuild their image and their brand. And I keep saying, jump, start before you're ready. start before you. It's the only way for the universe to readjust and show you the things that you need to change and readjust. And it applies to everything, to relationship, to business, to money, finance, etc. Also, I want to add something about finance and money. A person I know from personal experience, if an individual is not managing their money properly, meaning they are living beyond their means, they are not valuing money the way they should, chances are they will lose everything. They will lose all of their money. Whatever we mismanage in life, we lose, even, you know, relationship. So it's every day, what am I going to do to earn this clarity, to earn this revelation? It's and only through action about revealing. And so the intention also is very important behind the action. Why am I going to do that? Why am I going to do that today? What is it for me? What is it for me by taking this action or this initiative or wanting to start this relationship or this business? And I think if the person doesn't take really the time to figure out what they want or what they don't want, and they don't seek for help to gain the clarity around their true desire, either they take a path of, you know, settling for a life that they feel miserable about, but that's the reality, or the universe will shake them up at some point through like an event that will, you know, trigger an awakening for them.
Totally. I actually believe that the universe, like, no matter what's happening, like even if I'm doing the work or whatever, the universe is always showing me, it's always refining me towards, like you said, the desire comes from the essence, towards the essence. So there's always this process of like refining going on in whatever way. Taking, like you said, proactive action to do, like you think like, oh, what is it, you know, action of journaling or answering questions, is it really help? Yes, it really helps. It's a big boost to do that kind of work. But all of that is just to bring me more towards finding out, like cleansing me to a place where I can feel that essential desire. Like, what is it I really want? Because sometimes also I think with all the journaling and with all this, we still might know exactly, not exactly what it is, what we really want. We may get what we think we want. And then we realize, oh no, my desire is actually for something else. But that's just the nature of life.
That's exactly right. I also believe in a divine timing, but not in a passive way, not like being the effect of divine timing. I also believe that there's a time for everything. There's a time for concealment. There's a time for revelation. It's not so much so about like the time. It's much more about what I'm going to do every day that is going to get me out of my own space and earn either the clarity or the message that I need. And once the person realized that the universe is so abundant around like people like you, Debbie, like myself, or people wanting to help and guide, that the universe is flowing messages all the time to us, all the time. And either we listen to them or we just ignore them, and then they come back to us into a different form. So everyone here listening, they kind of know where they are in their life, what their challenges is. And this challenge is really here to help you understand something about yourself. And the experience you have of your life right now is the reflection of what you believe your life will look like. If you start wanting more, there is a reality where you can receive more money, more abundance, more fulfillment in your relationship, more happiness within yourself. So even if you teach about self-esteem and self-love, etc., it's only through actions. Like the person needs to get into the vibration of stepping into what they want to become. And that can only be done through action taking, not through like over-analyzing or over-reading, etc., which I really recommend as well. But my coaching is 95% of action, 5% of self-discovery, journaling, exercising, etc. Because that's the only way. It's the only way. That's why we are here.
Right. And so take those actions and to manifest that desire.
And that's achieve, exactly
then
right.
You achieve like kind of like a oneness between this realm, which is the world of action, and the spiritual realm, which we all want to connect to. So the idea is to bring them together as one. And we do that by being who we are and being able, that's an important point though, being who we are. And sometimes, and I guess this, you probably help people through this process, but there are times in life when we are and I can say that this has happened in my past, for example, there were times where I wasn't being totally true to myself. That was also the time, and there were certain lessons that I was learning at that time, right? Mm-hmm. And I was kind of courted to different people and situations. And so it's harder, like when you take action, then my actions towards maybe what I truly wanted at the time would not have been as powerful because I was courted energetically to the, you know, people, institutions that were kind of, I wasn't being completely authentic to myself. I don't know, there's like another aspect to it, but I think that you said that the action with the intention, also with some kind of vibration, like you said, creating a vibration within myself that I'm not, some of us, we like to caretake and rescue people and that stuff, we're not completely connected to our own desire in that way.
That's exactly right. We can't rescue anyone. The reality is that we can't rescue anyone. The person has all the resources within themselves, and we are here to guide them to understand that they already have everything. And you're right. There are episodes in life where the time is not really to take action. It's really to look inside, etc. I do agree with you. There are times like that. But I'm much more talking about, okay, I feel a calling now. I got messages from this person and that person and about what I need to do, and I don't want to do it, and I'm still waiting, and I'm still thinking about it, and then the universe is coming back to me. I'm much more talking around like when it's more revealed, the taking action is more revealed. It's more revealed now. It's time for you to retake a stand, because I spent 5 years almost not working and raising my two child as a man and coming from a very successful background, etc. You can imagine the shift. But at that time, I really thank the universe for sending me this beautiful challenge, because I had that not happen, I would never have been able to be a dad, to provide energy, to understand nonviolent communication with my wife, to raise children, to understand what they need, to be much more sensitive. And once I understood the message, then, you know, my path was revealed to me. I got like this crazy amount of, I got money from the sky basically to pay for this coaching school, and people, you know, from mouth to ear, I started having consultations. So for the individual to go, you know, to their next level of receiving, first they need to deal with the issue that the universe is sending them. Either it's a relationship issue, self-esteem issue, whatever it is. And once the person take action and recognize and deal with the current situation now, then the rest is the effect.
Beautiful. Yeah, I just wrote it down what you said, because I was like, wow, it's so poignant. Once you get the message, the universe, like the path becomes unveiled, right? So that is, like you said, not to look away from the things that are not working. And this is a great message also for Pisces, by the way, or anybody who is Pisces, Taurus, but I have both Pisces, Taurus placements. We tend to not want to look at the things that are not working. We'd rather like put our head in the sand and like get a little blanket and a cup of lemonade and just chill in the misery in a way. And it's really powerful. You said, no, face them and ask, what is this trying to show me? And I don't know, maybe it is for your clients. Maybe that's why we go to a coach, that we can have help with it so that we can really get the message. Because I know that for example, in my life, sometimes it's taken me a while to get the message.
Yeah, you're right about that. So again, the person feels that something is wrong in their life right now. They get to a point where I don't want this life anymore. And they have huge desires. They have it, but they don't want to go into these desires of like thinking big, wanting to receive much more money, finding their soulmate. This reality exists. I can tell, because I'm blessed to be married to my beautiful soulmate, have 3 beautiful children, etc. And that reality exists. And it's so interesting, because even in the midst of these 5 like so-called dark years, we were able to get knowledgeable on certain things, you know, on finances, and we're able to somehow to, you know, make it work and save. And so it's always for the good. It's always a perspective. Like we can shift our consciousness every day. We don't have to be like victim of the circumstances of the astrology. I love astrology, Nimi, by the way. So Renee, my wife, is very also knowledgeable. And I really, really like you know, to know where the energy is at, so we can know what's going on and be above it, not being like, you know.
Exactly. And also to understand our own energies in a way and our relationship.
Yeah, that's right. So I think we came here to receive what we want. Our soul is calling us. We need to make a change. We need to make decision. We are at the border, and we are entering, as you know already, my dear Debbie, a very, very intense time astrologically, starting from today and tomorrow. And that's going to trigger even more like awakening, even more calling. And the person needs to go there, ready to go there, because there's a beautiful blessing waiting at the corner. And the universe wants to give, and we are here to receive and to manifest. And so for people who are listening or would be listening after the live, the recording, really check where you are in your life now. Know that you're responsible for where you are now. And if you're not happy with how you settle right now, guess what? There is options. There are solutions, and you're not alone. And we can guide you, and there are thousands of tools, and you're going to make it. You're going to make it because we made it. So you're going to make it.
Amazing. And most importantly, you can trust that there is, but I guess this is something we also build, but trusting that there is a divine intelligence, that there is something within us and that is also helping us, and that it's there for us.
Yeah. The creator is. The creator is our father, and so we should feel so safe that God is our father, that it's never going to abandon us or, you know, give up on us. And the person needs to feel so, so safe knowing that and embracing that. And without, even for people who don't really believe in anything, the idea is much more about knowing that, like, people were able to make it. There are, you know, a lot of people successful. Like too. So success in the sense of happiness, that they, you know, they are married, they make things happen. Yes, they have challenges, obviously, that like push them to grow to their next level. But there is a reality where your soulmate exists, where the finance you want exists, the house that you want exists. Everything is here for us. And once we really deal with what we need to deal and to make a change around the areas of our life that are really asking to be elevated, then the path is revealed to us in every level. And that I can tell from personal experience.
Beautiful. So the main equipment that we need for the journey is curiosity rather than self-judgment. Because if you started out and you said like, oh, I need to look at this area in my life. And so maybe you've looked at it like before and you're like, oh, you always have the same response. Yeah, I'm not good enough there. I'm not good enough there. What you're suggesting, I understand, is go with curiosity. It's not working. I don't like it. I want more. And let me get curious about what might be the lesson.
So the question, if someone says, I'm not this, I'm not that, okay, so they have limited beliefs around themselves. So the question I ask about, okay, on what logical thing are you basing your analysis? What makes you think that you're not enough? The person needs to come to their own conclusion. So what can you tell yourself instead? So I give you an example. We had a case study at school that like a woman was really afraid of like speaking in public. And she had a lot of fears around that. And she had a lot of fears of stand up for her truth also at work. And so she would be petrified and she would just like, you know, not say what she thinks and ending up like almost burned out at work because couldn't say no. And so we understand that the reason why she was not able to say no is because there was a benefit from not saying no. The benefit was in her life that she was able to perform well, to get like a raise, etc. But now I ask, okay, so how do you feel now? Well, I'm about to burn out again. So what would be the consequences of you maintaining this belief? Is it helpful? Is it helping you to think that, like, to tell yourself that you're not enough? What can you tell yourself instead? Give me a person that really is inspiring for you. Think about someone that really brings you a lot of inspiration. Close your eyes right now. What would they tell you? What would they tell you right now? Well, they would tell me that like by speaking up, I actually respect myself, and doesn't mean I'm going to lose my job. It doesn't mean I'm going to get less money at the end of the month. So it's more about the person coming to their own conclusion around like that their self-sabotage through exercise around like limited beliefs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very powerful. Another aspect to the journey.
What are the benefits of believing in what you're believing? Well, I was able to do this, to do that. Okay, what are the negatives about believing in? What would be the consequences if you keep maintaining this belief? And how helpful is it? What can you tell yourself instead? Because the only way you can really make an impact most of the time, is for the individual to come to their own conclusion. And that's what coaching is really about. The person needs to come to their own conclusion.
Amazing. So what would you, I mean, we've kind of covered a lot of the things that we were going to talk about in a more organic way. I guess it's really interesting because this week I kept seeing things about like quotes and things about water and being able to flow and Bruce Lee quotes about being like water. And then I saw someone else post about it, like that it's in the astrology. So it feels like one of those weeks that we need to flow. So I'm happy because I feel like this conversation just kind of flowed and had a life of its own.
Yeah, you're talking to also someone who has Aquarius, Mercury in Aquarius, and Sun in the 11th house. So obviously there's a lot of...
a lot of flowing. Go with the flow.
And I'm Pisces, so...
Oh, okay, yeah. There we go.
And what's interesting with this sign, it's so like one extreme or the other. It's one extreme or the other. Either you really go like, okay, I'm obsessed with my desire. I'm obsessed. Whatever it takes, I'll get there. I'll get my soulmate. I get my next level of finances, my next level of fulfillment. Or you have zero desire for anything. And you get punched by your wife, the universe, around, you know, awakening the desire. And if there is any Pisces that would be listening to our meeting today, my advice is really to check yourself every morning, awaken a desire, a hunger for life, a hunger for everything. Because that's the tool Pisces need. All of us, we have Pisces to some degree or the other, to check the desire every day and do actions towards, you know, the desire. Always constantly be moving into the flow of action. Yeah.
Wow. So powerful. I mean, I could even take like a chunk of time in the morning, small time, and instead of trying to feel okay, which I think a lot of us do, we approach it and we say like, okay, let me meditate so I can feel okay for the day. And what you're suggesting, I think, is such a nice, unique twist, which is let me take that chunk of time. And instead of trying to like feel calm or, you know, whatever, I'm not saying that that's a bad intention because we all want to feel more connected to our soul and calmer. But if it's coming from that place of let me try to feel okay for it today, instead, what do I really desire? Let me awaken the hunger. What do I want for today? What do I desire? It's like a different vibration.
Completely. Because there can be a lot of sabotage in the meditation, in the escaping the reality. Right. And we are here to receive. We are on earth to receive. We are in the world of action. We are not in the world of meditation. As much as I love to pray, you can imagine, and as much as I love to meditate, when I wake up in the morning, where is my desire now and how uncomfortable I'm going to make myself today to reveal whatever I need to reveal? And it doesn't have to make sense. Let me explain. So it's more about like taking actions around things that are not comfortable because you don't know how the outcome of that action is going to manifest itself. Might manifest into something like a meeting with somebody else or a client or my kids being more fulfilled or money coming from the sky and I experienced that, I can tell, or my wife getting like a contract or something. You don't know. You just don't know. So your job is not to worry about, oh, is it going to work or isn't it going to work? It's more about revealing. And so the intention is I'm doing this, whatever I'm going to do, this is my vision for the month or for the year. My desire is only focused. My intention is about first receiving from me, invoicing the universe for me. And I know that the only way I can receive something is by earning it. And so I'm going to share and whatever it takes to really reveal that without agenda, without expectations, and the universe responds to that.
Yeah, wow. And the sharing and can also be sharing with it with kind of like my essence or the higher self. And sometimes that sharing looks like putting yourself out there, like you said, writing an uncomfortable email or putting a boundary and honoring. It can be in the small things.
Totally.
Even. It doesn't all have to be towards one. It can be towards work and towards a career and one goal, but it can also be desires for small things. And if I think even like not the small, like instant gratification desires, but hopefully, you know, like let's say if you have a desire to be healthier, so the actions that you're going to take are going to be in the small things. They're going to be in the decisions that I make of what to ingest and put in my body in the day, right?
That's exactly right. How do I want to feel?
Yeah.
To have an intention around everything that we are doing every single day. Why am I going to do what I'm going to do today? How uncomfortable am I willing to put myself? Because again, we are here to earn. The way to earn is by going against ourselves. You know, we are here to grow and to receive. The only way we can grow and receive, like how actions are we taking that like are moving against our nature? And this is where the blessing is. When we go against our fear, we need to earn the fulfillment of going against our fear. And so, you know, I was checking myself before this live, Debbie, and I was, you know, setting up my intention. I was, you know, it's a first for me to speak publicly, etc. And I shifted my brain to know that's an opportunity for me to earn, you know, the fulfillment of being much more comfortable speaking in public.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how life should be perceived. That's like finding ways to, you know, take action in the things that you don't want to take action. Recognize that, okay, I want much more from my life. I cannot settle for like this smallness of money, of position, of job. I'm not, again, suggesting anything here, but I can't settle for that. And the moment the individual really awakens that level of desire and is willing to take whatever it takes, even to, for, you know, certain people, I want my soulmate and I'm willing to end up my life by myself if I have to, but I'm going to move towards this direction, or I want that level of comfort in my finances and whatever it takes, and just have certainty that this reality exists because others are experiencing this reality. So they are not different. It's not about like the skills. It's not about the PR. It's not about the competencies or anything like that. It's much more about how the person is generating his or her own life, her vibration that's going to inspire other people.
Right. Amazing. Just something that I learned from experience.
Yes.
Is going against the nature is not necessarily like kind of going against yourself, because there are some of us who are like, we're chronically against ourselves. You're doing the wrong thing. You didn't take the right thing. So you're always against yourself. No, that desire must be wrong. Cut it off, you know? So just saying it's not necessarily that. In fact, going against the nature would be for a person who might have that type of inner world. You can be kind and gentle. I'm trusting that I'm exactly where I need to be. I'm trusting that when I do this action and I give something away or I need to receive something, that I'm safe to do that, because I'm trusting that there's actually a guiding force inside of me. Whereas the other reality is a reality where I'm not trusting that light is inside of me. It's kind of like this battle against myself, that somehow myself doesn't have that light with it.
That's exactly right. Yeah. There is like two schools of thoughts here. You're absolutely right, Debbie. Either, you know, the actions against, you know, ourselves needs to be directed. There must be an intention. It's not about self-torturing yourself. It's about, this is what I want. This is what I want. And I know to get to what I want, I need to change something and I need to take certain actions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to do those actions that are very uncomfortable because I know it's the way for me to earn the fulfillment of what I want to manifest. And so that's the intention that someone needs to have when it comes to really like take action with regards to what they want to, you know, achieve or receive. And also, it's also only for the individual. And it's so interesting, the universe sends us message and dreams and people talking to us and kids talking to us. And when you start to make, you know, affinity with the synchronicities of life, it's beautiful. There is laws in this universe. There are laws in this universe. We can receive all the fulfillment, all the light, all the blessings that we want at the condition that we abide by the laws. Because if we fight the system, then we are fighting against the laws of the universe. And the self-esteem and self-love, etc., it's something that we earn. You can spend hours trying to understand and intellectualizing to somebody like about self-esteem. But the self-esteem is something that we learn through taking action in the areas where we don't want to take action. As you said, I can't say no. It's hard for me to say no. It's hard for me to give up on my toxic environment and toxic relationship. It's hard for me to give up on my solitude. I feel very comfortable in my cocoon right now. It's hard for me to reach out to people. So it's something that we do earn at the same time. So
is there anything else that you feel? Because I think that we covered everything, but is there any other message that you feel to leave with this group, anybody who has been on today or who will watch it in the future?
To not run away from what your heart is saying, to embrace where you are, to accept where you are, and really to not settle for where you are, to understand that you can receive your relationship, your next level of relationship, your soulmate, your finances, to go there without being afraid. And there is people like us or other people that are here to guide you during this process, and that you're here to architect and manifest the life that you want. This reality exists because you want it.
Beautiful. Wow, it's such a pleasure to have you here today, Michael Torgman, on the Cosmic Chats. Thank you so much being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Debbie.
So how can people get in touch with you? They can go to your Instagram and website.
Yeah, exactly. On my Instagram, they can send me a message. Usually I do an exploratory call, a one-on-one call to see if their demand is real, their desire is real, if there is like a proper level of commitment and priority in their life, how bad they really want what they want, and how willing, they are to do the work that they want. So it's like a one-on-one call first to explore together, to go through their life around many different aspects of their life. They have their health, their environment, their relationship, their career, and to dig to what's blocking them. I can, sense in the first session the blockage of the individual, and just to bring to their attention, to their consciousness, this is where there is work by them understanding for themselves, not me. I'm not an advisor. I don't advise. I ask questions. And through the questioning and through my experience, the person is coming to their own conclusion. And from that point, we set up a plan of action. So it can be 3 months coaching or 6 months coaching. Again, it all depends with the individual. The idea is to empower the individual. It's not for the person to be dependent on somebody. We all need coaches, we all need guides, that's for sure. But I'm talking about understanding the responsibility and the fact that the person needs to be independent and come to their own conclusion in life. And that's my gift, to emerge within the individual their own resources.
Incredible. It's really powerful that you said that, because it's like you want the individual to be able to connect to their own life force energy and guidance that's within them. You being like a reflector, sounding board, guide to help a person on that pathway, not to set up some sort of cord of dependence where one's ego feeding the other one, it becomes like that kind of dynamic. So it's really beautiful how you say that so explicitly. A lot of times we can get confused, and then we just lose effectiveness because we think, oh, like somehow like there, but I'm here and I'm just going to like stay in this position, these two positions. And it's not the point. It's not the point.
For me, there is nothing more fulfilling, Debbie, in seeing someone understanding something for themselves and coming to their own conclusion and transforming an old belief that they inherited from their parents that like is the reason why they have no money on their account or the relationship that they have. Because you are much more impactful when the person understands by themselves, when they come to understand themselves. Because they look inside. You take the time to ask a question. The person look inside and there is silence. There is silence during the consultation. for the person to really drop their mental, because most of the time we are controlled by our mental and our logic. And by, you know, silencing myself and asking them the questions and them going inside, they get the answer themselves. And that's really something that is very fulfilling for me, to see that, to see the person emerging their own resources and their own answers. It's really beautiful to see that.
Amazing. Wow. Thank you so much, Michael, again.
Thank you for having me.
Have a beautiful day.
Yeah. Thanks, Debbie. Be well. All the best. And thank you again.
Thank you
for the time.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Debbie.
Bye, everyone. Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to the end. I truly hope you enjoyed and received benefit from this episode. Please subscribe, share it with your friends and family, and or leave me a review. I appreciate your energy and support. You can also take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram. I'll add it to my story. Until next time, be well and take good care. Bye-bye, everyone. Lots of love.